Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, July 16th, 2018, Moore Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. To kick off tonight's call, I'm going to go straight to Ada, Oklahoma, and to $250,000 ring earner, Millionaire Club member Miss Stephanie Moore, who has actually just returned from our Moore Success Team retreat in Arizona. Stephanie, welcome to the call.
Thank you.
I can hear you just fine, Stephanie. I heard you had a fantastic time in Arizona. You want to share that with everybody?
I sure will. It was a fantastic time. The resort is an amazing place. Lots of stuff to do there. You will never be bored at the Arizona Grand Resort. We spent a lot of time around the pool area, the Lazy River. Came back with a little bit of sun, not too bad. But we had a fantastic time, really good training. Chris Hughes ended it with some amazing personal development. He really had me thinking. I came back with like 4 pages of notes just from his little speech. And so I learned a lot. We had a lot of good speakers. Jeff Hughes, bringing the sun back to the business. We had some amazing training, and so I really enjoyed it, and I'm definitely looking forward to going back to that same place next year for 2019. And so to kick that off and roll that out to everybody, I am going to send it to $200,000 ring earner, Millionaire Club member from Utah, Mr. Dave Hall.
Well, thank you very much, Ms. Moore, and I appreciate being on the call, and just like yourself, just came back from a fabulous team event. Wonderful camaraderie, the fun, the information, the culture building, just absolutely fabulous and great location. And one of the things that I've noticed over the years, and I learned this very, very early on in my business, was the art of promotion. And at the time, somebody promoted for me to do something I really didn't want to do, which was go to a national convention, because I hadn't sold any sales in 4 months, hadn't recruited anybody. I basically quit the business. But they promoted me to go to events. They didn't take me to the event. They didn't drag me to the event. They didn't go buy all my tickets for me or anything else like that. They just promoted, Dave, you need to be here, and then gave me some reasons why. And then gave me reasons why, if I didn't go, here's what would happen. And through that promotion, I chose to go to my first convention, which I didn't think I needed, quite honestly. Well, long story short, I came out of that event. Within 3 months, I had added 200 new people to my team. We went executive director. We've never missed exec since, and, you know, now that's paid us millions of dollars. Well, how valuable was that promotion for the one person who said, Dave, you need to be at this event? Well, that's a very valuable promotion. And there were no events going on here in Utah. The closest event for us to plug into were Southern California, which is about a 12 to 13-hour drive one way. And I went to some Legal Shield events. I learned the value of being at those events each month. And so I came home every single time with 5 tickets, and I would fill up my car the next month with 5 more people, and I'd take them back. And now those were $60 a piece, and those were just super Saturdays, basically. Every single month they were $60 a piece. And so I'd spend $300. I'd come home, I'd recruit 5 people, 4 other people, and take them back the next month. And I just kept doing that for the next 2 years. And eventually, you know, we had 131 people carpooling in 13 hours in one direction to go to this training. But the art of promotion created a team that created a six-figure income. And I've always left one event not thinking or hoping or saying, man, I'm going to see if I can make it to the next. I always leave one event locked in on the next one, locked in for sure. And I know that a lot of the leaders on this call right now have purchased 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 tickets for Nashville. And there's a reason why the Platinums go out there and buy their bundles in groups of, you know, 20 tickets is because they know that when they promote to their team, here's where you need to be. A lot more happens at that event than will ever happen at your weekly business briefing, training, a superset, or anything. The big events is where the magic happens. But there's only a few of them each year. There's an international convention, there's a leadership summit, and there's a team event. Those are the only three events. And I look, and as I look at the leaders that have exploded in my organization, most of them came, the explosions came from leaving one of those big events. That's where the magic happens. And so I always make sure that not only am I registered for the event, but that I've got extra tickets because the price at the door is $159 to get into the event. But we're running a promotion right now for next year's event. This is only good through the end of this month. For anyone who gets tickets this month, $89, almost half price for next year's event. Now, before I even left Phoenix, I made sure Stephanie Moore had my application in her hand for 5 tickets to that event. In fact, I know today around 2 o'clock that she processed my application because I get a text every time something goes through on my American Express. And I'm like, got them. I got my tickets. I'm locked in. Because here's what's going to happen. Between now and next year, I'm going to recruit a bunch of people. I always do. And I don't want my new recruit 2 months before the team event to go, man, I want to go. Man, tickets are $159. I'm going to see if I can get the money. I want to be able to say, you don't have to worry about that. Because I got them back when they were almost half of that. I've got an extra ticket for you. It's only $89. So I always grab extra tickets because, and I pointed this out while I was there, running into Oklahoma City. I bought a bunch of extra tickets going into Oklahoma City. I think I had like 40 or 50 of them, something like that. And so I ran promotions and stuff. And one of the promotions I ran, this guy on my team, Brett Robbins, he wanted to win that free ticket to convention. Well, the guy went out and sold 25 memberships. I'm not talking any group. I'm talking belly-to-belly, face-to-face network marketing. Went out and sold 25 memberships, recruited a bunch of people. If you look on the Performance Club stats and stuff for the people with the most prospects and prospects by Legal Shield, right now he's number 15 in the entire company. But he said, I'll break the top 10 here within the next month. Because the guy is just a recruiting machine. Now, I did end up giving him a free ticket to convention. But that month alone, he made me thousands and thousands of dollars trying to get that free ticket. What was that free ticket worth? Boom, thousands and thousands of dollars. And I know that moving into next year's event, I'm going to be running promotions for my team because I want them there. I want everyone on my team there. First thing you need to do tonight is you need to go to the More Success Team Facebook page. That's where you're going to be able to get your tickets today. Make sure you get them. We have a limited number of seats available. Once they're sold out, they're sold out. We only have X amount of room in the convention center there, and when it's gone, it's gone. So you want to make sure that you have your seats available. Then in addition to that, you just say, hey, look, do I want to go there alone? Or do I want to take someone on my team, someone that's already in my team that hasn't been to a big event that this would be a great event for, or someone that I'm going to recruit in the future? If you want to be real bold, I would say go grab numerous tickets. I always make sure that I leave there with a minimum of 5 tickets. Some events like Nashville coming up, I think I've got 60 tickets for Nashville. But here's the thing. I know that the top money earners, and you look at the top people who bought tickets, Frank Crothers, Darnell Self, you look at the people who do this. If you do what successful people do, you'll eventually have what they have. I used to, early on in the business, whine and mope and stuff about, oh, these briefings, they cost money. These Super Saturdays, they cost money. I complained about how much things cost instead of the investment that I would get back from this. Every time that I invest in my belief in someone on my team, and I call them up and say, listen, it's really important for me to have you at this event, and that's why I got a ticket back from this price. I want you there with me. When I invest in them and they show up with me, my return on that investment over the next 30, 60 days coming out of that event is always tenfold of what that ticket actually cost. And you'd be hard-pressed to find someone that didn't have the same results, because leaders always make sure to promote and bring more people back to each team. The last thing I'm going to say, I learned a long time ago from a mentor of mine, Mr. Eric Worre, when I was really, really new in the business. He said, Dave, if you can ever get 100 people on your team to a big event, that's like a convention, a leadership summit, a big team event, if you can get 100 people, stick a fork in it, your business is on autopilot. Now, it took me 3 corporate events for me to finally build up a team big enough that was over 100 people at a corporate event. But it's not a coincidence that that is the event where I walked the stage and got my $100,000 ring. But we've never looked back since. What is going to get 100 people to an event on your team? Just think about this right now. Nashville's just a few months away. How many people from you on down are registered for that event? Let's say that the number's 10. Everyone on this call could have 10 people between now and Nashville in Nashville. Let's say the number's 10. But you ask each of those people, hey, listen, everybody go out and do 2. Now all of a sudden, they go from there to everyone bring 2 people out to Dallas in the springtime. Now you've got 20. You get to your team there and say, hey, listen, everybody, you got 20 people. If they all had 5 at the team event, and the team event's the funnest of all of them, you got 20 people. Say, everyone just bring 5. So you first you go, hey, can everyone just do 2? Then you say, hey, can everyone do 5? You've got 100 people going to your team event, stick a fork in it. If you're not making a 6-figure income in this business, it's because you've never had 100 people on your team at a big event. But it's because you've probably never taken the faith to step out on that limb and say, I'm going to build a team by taking more people to the event, not hoping they buy tickets. So with that said, Ms. Moore, I'm going to toss the call back to you. Look forward to seeing you guys all at the next big corporate event.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate that. So just to kind of do a little recap, you can find the registration form right now on the More Success Team Facebook page, as well as the More Success Team website. And you will see a registration form. You can complete it, take a picture of it, and that way you'll have it for your records. And then you can send it to KenMoore@LegalShieldAssociates.com, and I will make sure to get that and get you registered for our event from that form. So the event is July 18th through the 21st of 2019, and it's going to be at the Arizona Grand Resort in Phoenix. And it's going to be an amazing time. You will want to make sure you are there and attending the event. And like Dave said, you want to have all of your team there, and it's going to be not only training, it's going to be a lot of fun. We're already working on a lot of things to do at that event. We've had a blast. We had a lip sync battle at this one, and so we've had requests to bring that back and make that an annual event. It was a lot of fun, but you have to be present to be able to see how much fun it was, because the videos on the Facebook page do not do it justice. With that being said, I'm going to plug in one other little footnote just for you guys that are around the New Braunfels area. Jeremy and I will be at Barbara Manley Wilson's business briefing tomorrow evening. So if you have people around that area, plug them in. We'll be there. We'll take good care of them. And with that, I'll turn it back over to you, Randy.
All right, Stephanie. Appreciate you and Dave. You did an outstanding job. I want to quickly go out to the state of Idaho and $100,000 ring earner, Mr. Damian Sheber, who has someone that he wants to recognize tonight. Damian, are you on?
I am. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
You know, I so appreciate everything that Stephanie just shared and everything that my mentor, Mr. Dave Hall, just shared. But sometimes I think, Dave, you don't understand. There are people out here that just live in these, you know, they want to build a team, but they live in these tiny communities, you know. But I want to dispel something right now, because I happen to be the regional manager for the state of Idaho, and I was pulling reports earlier on just to see where we were halfway through the year, and the top producer and the top recruiter for the state of Idaho, okay, both people, first of all, they're both on the More Success team, so I want to, you know, congratulate and recognize Ms. Annika Marshall for being the top producer in the entire state of Idaho, over 180 sales, 183, I think, or something like that, but over 180 sales through the first half of the year. And then Ms. Sue Thomas, top recruiter, and both of them come out of a little town that's probably no more than 1,000 people in Blackford, Idaho. So, listen, no matter where you are, no matter what your excuse is, it doesn't matter. I'm telling you right now, you can build a huge business from right where you are. So congratulations to both of them. And, Mr. Hall, thank you so much for always inspiring me to plan out my events in advance. And with that, Mr. Moore, I'll turn it back over to you, sir.
All right, Mr. Schieber, thank you very much. But now it's my pleasure to introduce tonight's special guest speaker and trainer. He's a $200,000 income earner and Millionaire Club member from the great state of Virginia, and that's Mr. Jeff Hughes. Jeff, are you on?
I am.
All right, sir, I'm going to turn the rest of the call over to you.
All right, very good. Well, thank you, and thanks to all those that have participated thus far. It was a great event, and, you know, the only regret I had, the only bad thing that happened to me is I felt bad because I didn't have more of my team there. And so I think getting a head start, we get a year out. This gives us all the opportunity to start making plans for it. And, you know, I had some associates on my team that would have been there, but I think the cost of flying there and staying at the hotel probably kept them from going. And, you know, sometimes the math just doesn't make sense when you look at your budget. And we always say, you know, go anyway. But, you know, sometimes you have to be practical. But now we've got a year. You know, the reality is we have a year. And you can certainly begin selling memberships and start saving that money for this trip. And, of course, watch for good prices on airfare. The hotels are, because it's summertime in Phoenix and nobody thinks to go vacation in Phoenix in the summertime, the rooms are really inexpensive. I think they're like $120-something dollars a night. And the room that I was in was big, was huge, beautiful. You know, they're condos, so they're not just hotel rooms. And, you know, it's cool because you get, not only do we have this great training, which I felt like, I mean, if there's any other leaders on the call tonight, I'd love to, if you guys want to call back in on the speaker line, we'll have some time here at the end. I'd love to hear kind of your thoughts and what your takeaways were. But I just felt like the training was, it was different. It was really special. You know, the training that we get at convention has to be kind of, it has to be served for like every associate to be able to take it in, right? It's kind of like baby food. And this was meat. This was really meaty. And I was just so impressed and kind of changed. I was kind of changed by the weekend. I don't feel like I'm the same person that I was going in. My brother Chris, who I'm, of course, a huge fan of anyway, his keynote address at the end kind of rocked my world. And that has not been posted yet on the More Success Team Facebook page, but when it does, I'm going to recommend that you guys kind of get yourself settled where you can just pay attention to it and not be distracted. Maybe keep a notepad in front of you like Stephanie said. She took a lot of notes. It's really good. And I look at the training that Linda Bowden did. And, I mean, I've heard her train several times, you know, over my career. She's, you know, I've always known about Linda, and she's always been a big shot and a, you know, a leader that everybody looks up to. But her training this weekend was just something else. And I think that one is posted. But as these trainings get posted on the Facebook page, I couldn't give you any other training better than the training that you would get if you'd actually sit down and listen to those as though you had spent hundreds of dollars to hear these trainers. It's never the same when you're at home, you know, in the comfort of your house, but still the information is critical. It's just, man, it was good. And, you know, all the trainings. I mean, I look at Dave Hall. He did this. It was just a fun training because he spent the entire time talking about the membership and how he used it and how much money it had saved him. And I just thought about, Dave, I thought about you going to to New York City to a meeting of stockholders in the company that owns us, you know, or shareholders. I don't know what you would call them because they're partners. But just going through how you've used the membership, this one person in Utah, and how they've used the membership and the value they receive from it, it just answers all the questions about why somebody would want to be a member of Legal Shield. And it literally, doesn't cost anything to be a member. Not only the savings that you get from using the membership, but, you know, the perks. He talked about just taking his family to SeaWorld. His ticket discount was more than what he paid to be a member of Legal Shield for the entire year. So, these team events, I don't know if they're really part of the 10 core commitments. It's not one of those things that you have to do in order to be successful. And maybe it's a little bit of a luxury to be able to do these things. But I think because it is, it has more impact than going to something that you kind of have to do. So, you know, you're supposed to do. This is above and beyond. This is something that an associate who really, really wants to figure out how to make this business work and to figure out what they're doing right and maybe more importantly, what they're doing wrong. We're all always a little bit off track. You know, all of us are, you know, one click off or two clicks off from where we need to be in order to get kind of that magic momentum kicking in. And going to an event like this, you can kind of fine-tune your path. And so anyway, I don't want to belabor the point. It was a great event, and we had a lot of fun. You guys can see on the More page, on the More Facebook page, the lip sync war that was going on. Some of those got muted by Facebook because we don't have the copyright to the song. They're so nosy. But anyway, they muted some of them, but you can still see the funny actions and stuff. But that was so much fun. We just hooted and hollered all night, and unfortunately, they did post the video that the judges were in. We were supposed to just be the intermission. We didn't know it was going to be recorded. Probably wouldn't have done it, but it is. It's super embarrassing. So if you guys would like to go in and see why we're so embarrassed, that's been posted as well. Cindy is tied up, and so I'm going to talk for her just real quickly because, she just walked in the room. Let me give her just kind of a little bit of introduction. You know, Cindy has built the Legal Shield business with me. We've been partners in the business for, this will be our 20th year. We're going into summer. Next month will be our 20th year, starting our 20th year in the business. And I've never done any business longer than 10 years. So, I've had jobs, but none of them have ever lasted 10 years. And to do something for 20 years is amazing, for me. I mean, for you that are starting off in the business now, just know that you can make a career out of this. I mean, Linda Bowden, she's got 15, 18 years on me. I mean, you can seriously have a career, a long-term career in this business. But Cindy is the one, you know, from the very beginning that kind of figured out how to make networking work in the state of Texas, which at that time was an insurance license state. It's really hard to network just because it took 90 days to get people their first paycheck. And you guys know normally if you can't get a paycheck in somebody's hand in a couple of weeks, they're gone. And but she really figured it out. And really, I think in my organization has been kind of the brains of the organization. Maybe I was the mouth, but Cindy was the brains, and she's the one that figured out how to make it work. And without her, I would not have been successful, and a lot of people wouldn't be in the business. And it's been interesting to see. Cindy was, fought breast cancer and won, and super proud of her for that. That was just an incredibly difficult experience to go through, but she came out the other side transformed, and I just find her more amazing today. I'm more impressed with her today than at any time in my life, and I've known her since she was 15 years old. So I'm happy she's going to talk with us for a little bit tonight, but I just want to let you know a little bit about what she's doing. She's started a whole new business for herself that is, just to me it's huge and scary, and she doesn't have to do it, and so it just proves to me that it's important that she does do it. If you want to know what's kind of motivating her, what's making her tick, if you want to write this down, she's created a podcast, and a podcast is like a books on tape or her talking, and it's recorded, but it's recorded in such a way that anybody on the internet can subscribe to it and listen to it. But it's called Happy Town Porchcast. So instead of podcast, it's called Porchcast, and it really just focuses on you know, making the most of your life, you know, making memories and having fun and doing things in a way that you can remember the fun that you have. But I'd like for you guys just to listen to her just for a little bit, so I'll turn the call over to her, and then she'll turn it back over to me, and I'll say goodnight.
Well, thank you. I am grateful for the opportunity to speak just a few minutes. I recently listened to a podcast that my daughter Lauren sent to me and said, you've got to listen to this. And in that podcast, the speaker, she talked about this really cool ideal of the adjacent possible. And this struck me because I think all of us, a lot of times, we want to complicate things instead of keeping them simple. And simplicity is really beautiful. And so much gets done if you keep things simple. And so if you think about a target, you know, you have your bullseye, the center circle, and then you have one just outside of that, then another one outside of that, and another one outside of that, and it makes a target, right? And so all the things that we're doing in that bullseye, we are able to do those things, and that's the things that are interesting us, you know, that we feel like we can do, and they're just our day-to-day things. And so a lot of times when we're faced with a task and we want to procrastinate, it's because we're looking to that outside ring, and it just seems like things, so many things are impossible. And so I know this was so true for me. I go way past the mark, and I, instead of looking at things that are just adjacent to me, that first ring out, I will go to the end of the ring and say, well, you know, I will get this cleaned up if this happens, this happens, this happens. And I have this whole list of things. The idea of the adjacent possible is just going out to that first ring, and what seemingly seems impossible is really possible. And I know this is kind of a weird concept to talk about, but I'll share an experience I had this last week. I have a lot of stuff on my plate right now. And I sometimes wake up in the middle of the night and I'm like wide awake, like I could get up and do stuff. But I lay there and sometimes I listen to a podcast. Sometimes I, you know, just sit there and think about things, trying to make myself go back to sleep. And I'll spend 2 or 3 hours doing that. Well, after listening to this podcast, because getting up in the middle of the night and working and doing stuff just seems impossible to me. Why would I do that? So after listening to this, I woke up at 3:45 and just wide-eyed. And I thought, okay, here it is. It's one of those nights. And I thought, you know, what is really possible? What's my adjacent possible? Well, it would be to get up now and work and do the things that are on my mind and then just see where it goes. You know, if I had to lay back down and take a nap, that's, you know, so be it. But I'm gonna try this. Got up at 3:45, went into my office, and I started to work. And I was so creative. Things were just flowing. And it was like, it was just absolutely amazing. Worked till about 10:30. Jeff and I had some plans that we had to do, so went and did that. It wasn't until about 1:30 that I started feeling a little tired, and I thought, okay, I'm going to give myself permission to take a nap because I've been up for a really long time. I took just a power nap, like less than an hour, and I got up. I was so refreshed, and I kept going. And I thought, I got to the end of the day. I looked at all the things that I had gotten accomplished, and I thought, that was absolutely impossible to me at 3:45 this morning. But it was possible. And so I just would encourage you, if there are things that you're thinking are, like, really impossible, step back a minute and think, no, could I really do that? You know, can that really happen? And a lot of those things that are just outside of your daily norm, those little adjacent possible things, those are the things that kind of make magic. And when I found in that day that I had more and more of those come, it was like the rings were just getting closer and closer and closer, and I got more and more done, and more things that I thought were seemingly impossible, I was able to get done. So anyways, it's a little, just a little concept that I've been working on and has been working for me. And I know I, in Legal Shield business, sometimes you get overwhelmed with the amount of information that is out there, the amount of content, the amount of, you know, so forth. It's just get back to simple and think, you know, how can I make this simple? And what are the things that are holding me back that I'm thinking are really impossible? Are they really impossible? I think we'll find that if we're, they're just beyond our step of comfort, that they really are, they are possible. And once we start doing those, then other impossible things become possible. So that's my little thought for tonight. So I'll turn it back over to Jeff. Thanks for letting me on the call.
All right. Well, thank you, Cindy. That was great. And thanks to everybody who helped on the call. And again, if you want to know more about what's, you know, kind of what's on Cindy's heart at this time in her life, you know, after 20 years of building this business, and she's learned a lot. You know, we've had a lot of experiences with health issues and just building the business, and she's putting that all into that podcast. So again, it's Happy Town Porchcast, and it's funny and it's fun, and you'll like it. And I listen to lots of podcasts, but of course, my wife's is my favorite. So anyway, I will kick the call back over to Mr. Moore, and this is a great call. Next week, y'all, we're going to have Mrs. Teresa Johnson from Northern Virginia as our guest speaker, and also hit his name here real quickly. Hold on. I've lost it. Anyway, Jonathan, and I met him out. He's one of the new EDs out on the team, and he'll be on the call next week as well. And I apologize, I can't remember his last name. But anyway, so the call's going to be awesome next week, and you guys as team leaders, your responsibility is to promote and to get your team on. So the Moores are always good about sending an email out, but people don't read their emails. A text from you is going to make all the difference. So, Mr. Moore, I'll kick the call back over to you.
Well, thank you very much, Jeff. You and Cindy did an awesome job tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, remember this. Keep God first, family second, and then Legal Shield. Hear you on the call next week, everyone, and good night.